Welcome to it. All right, so Shelley Sterling is in the news. We talked yesterday how about Donald Sterling has decided, I'm not going to sell the team now. I've decided my rights are being violated. I'm not selling. Once again, he released another letter yesterday saying, nope, not going to do it. We'll see what happens. But anyway, even though the LA Clippers are being sold to Steve Ballmer, probably, Shelly Sterling will continue to get the royal treatment at the games. Under the terms of the $2 billion deal, she still gets the title Owner Emeritus.
Right? The ego of these people is just incredible.
Owner Emeritus. What the heck? She will continue to get two floor seats for all home games and five parking spaces at the Staples Center.
You know what? That's the clue that they're in it for the ego. There are some owners who sit up in the luxury suites behind kind of that tinted glass where you can't really see them.
I just want to enjoy the game, enjoy the atmosphere, and I don't want to be seen.
There's a bar, there's hospitality, the crab's legs and the prime rib are flowing up there.
Yeah.
And then there are others who sit in the seats where you get none of that service, but you get FaceTime on camera.
Yeah.
You're in front of the bench. You're all of
but
that.
But if you are a fan, and I would imagine that most of these people who own professional sports teams, yes, they're buying it for an investment, and yes, they like all of the attention, but I think they have to be fans, too, of this particular sport.
Yeah.
Watching NBA basketball up close and personal in the courtside seats is the way to do it.
Donald Sterling said, that's why I bought the team. I like to watch those people play ball. It's very interesting and very...
But this is as close as I want to get.
I don't want to get too close. No, don't come over here. Yeah.
You know what, though?
Oh, if the Clippers ever win a title, she gets three championship rings.
Oh, my God. That's part of the deal?
That's part of the deal.
This is like the rider for a rock band backstage. We get big bowls of M&Ms, but all the green ones taken out, and there's special toilet just for me to use with rose water in it. And
Sterling's attorney, Donald Sterling, says the reason Donald Sterling has changed his mind about participating and cooperating in the selling of the team is because Shelley went the mental incompetency route to bypass him, and the NBA is steadfastly refusing to work with him. So he's thinking, all right, fine, you want to play that game? Bring it. Let's go.
I think that Donald Sterling here is getting ripped off again. And again, you know, once we determine that you're a racist, and he is, then suddenly everything else in the world goes against you.
Wouldn't you just call it preferential?
Do you think that he's mentally incompetent?
No, I don't.
I don't think he is either.
I don't think so.
I mean, I saw the Anderson Cooper interview. Now, while you might disagree with the words that are coming out of his mouth, he's coherent. He's talking. Questions are being asked to him. He's responding. That's not a man who's senile or who has diminished mental capacity.
He may stammer, and it looks like he looks off into the distance every once in a while.
That's the way we're going to be when we're in our 80s, too.
Thank you very much. Precisely.
He was at a fundraising dinner in Los Angeles last week. Now, tell me, how desperate does your organization have to be for money if you're still inviting Donald Sterling to your fundraising
dinner? Because listen, I think that was a brilliant part on the idea of the charity. This guy is desperate for good publicity.
Sure.
And if you can milk that cow for some sweet cream, he gets some good publicity, you get a little something-something out of it. I think that was a brilliant move on the charity. I don't think it's desperate. I think it was brilliant.
You know what? If I'm in a charitable business, I'm not going to particularly care
about where the money from anybody, regardless of their viewpoints?
Yeah.
Well,
if I know that the money can be used for a greater good, I mean, if I want to build the Boys and Girls Club in downtown L.A. that's going to keep them from being gangbangers on the street, that they're going to have a nice, safe place to go and whatever, I don't particularly care where the money comes from.
What if the Latin Kings decided to throw in a few hundred thousand
dollars? What if the KKK wants to write a check? Or, in fact, we had a situation, I think, in Nevada where some brothel wanted to sponsor some charitable organization. Yeah, and the organization said, sorry, I can't take your money.
It's like, what if Mike Tyson wanted to donate to a shelter for battered women? You know?
And that there's a battered woman somewhere who won't have to go back to her creep boyfriend who's pounding on her every night?
I see your point.
I think I'd take the money.
I see your point. Hey, did you guys know that in 1990, it was on this day that Nolan Ryan pitched his sixth no-hitter? It's made him the oldest man to throw one.
He was pretty good back in the day.
Back in the day. And it was this date. Now, you mentioned the World Cup. And
starts tomorrow.
Those frickin' Vuvuzelas.
No, they've been banned.
They have been banned. Exactly what I was going to say. It was today, 4 years ago, the rest of the world planet, the planet was introduced through the obnoxious Vuvuzela at the World Cup in South Africa.
That was ridiculous. Oh, was that ridiculous.
I just want to smack you. More. I just want to smack you more.
One sports obituary to talk about today at a young age, too, is former Cy Young Award winner Bob Welch, former pitcher for the Dodgers and A's, passed away at the age of 57.
Wow.
That's hitting close to home now. I'm not liking that
whatsoever.
Yeah,
I mean, because what, just like 4 or 5 years ago, you hit that milestone.
No. I'm 57 now.
A lot of time at the clubhouse buffet. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Brandon Moss. You know that
Moss,
name?
Outfielder, first baseman for the Oakland A's. Yes.
Okay, so he comes up to bat.
Mm-hmm.
He just crushes a grand slam home run.
Uh huh.
Crushes it.
Yep.
It goes way out, and then drops into a hole in the middle of the field. So this guy not only hits a grand slam home run, but he gets a hole in one at the same time.
What do you mean?
There's a video. Watch the video. It comes down. There's a hole right there.
So it hits up in the stands, and somebody drops it.
No, it doesn't.
What did
hit
it hit off of?
It doesn't hit off anything. It drops out into the – see, watch. Pow.
Well, that's not a grand slam, then. It's probably a ground rule double.
No, it's a grand slam. He brought all the runners on base home. That's a grand slam.
Oh,
well,
they probably
sent him back because if the ball didn't go out of the park, it's not a home run. It's probably going to be ruled a ground rule. It does. It rolls in a hole. There's like a sprinkler head or something,
and
the ball disappears.
The article says, smart guy. This comes from MajorLeagueBaseball.com, MLB.com. Moss hits his second career grand slam against the Orioles on Sunday. It didn't end there. He also got a hole-in-one. It dropped into a hole in the field. They ruled
it a grand slam.
It
must have hit above the railing then and been classified as a home run.
Okay. By the way, Oakland, this is where this happened. This happened in Oakland?
Yeah.
That stadium, which used to be the Oakland Alameda County Coliseum, it's been farmed out to some corporation.
Right.
A corporation should be embarrassed to have their name on that stadium. It's considered the worst ballpark in the major leagues.
Okay, so
they had the flooding there with the sewage backing up into the locker room.
Oh, that's the one we were talking about. Okay. All right, well then, now, the stupid sports question of the day. All right, well, if a grand slam home run isn't where you bring the runners on the guys on first, second, third in, and it scores four. What is a grand slam?
Well, that's what it is. But
well, then what are you barking at me
because
for?
Because if the ball did not go out of the park, it's not a home run. They would have ruled it a ground rule double and sent the runners back.
Well, technically, underground is out of the park. It went in a hole.
It did go in a hole. I don't think I've ever seen that happen before.
So the stadium now has a sinkhole problem.
It's like,
I mean, that's what we're
probably
talking about.
There's a gopher out there.
Yeah, you know, the old Metrodome in Minneapolis had holes in the roof. Where the
Metrodome?
The Metrodome, yeah.
Yeah, you said Metronome.
Did I? The Metrodome in Minneapolis had holes in the ceiling where the speaker system and everything was. I've seen balls hit up into those holes. I've never seen one go underground before like that.
There it is. That's all the sports you could possibly stand for one moment. Hey, don't go anywhere. There's a lot more of this where that came from.
The Los Angeles Kings win one more game. They are the Stanley Cup champions. That means they are the best team in the world playing ice hockey in Los Angeles.
Don't ask me.
Ice hockey in Los Angeles, and Republicans say that this is proof that there is no such thing as global warming. You can play ice hockey in California.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.